From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for April 7, 2015. This year, the sugarcane aphid has been found to be overwintering much farther north than previously expected. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Robert Bowling, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service entomologist, Corpus Christi.
Last year, so far, we found sugarcane aphid in the majority of the southern Texas counties from Gonzales County south, and most of these aphid populations have been on Johnson grass, and we found a few sugarcane aphids on volunteer sorghum as well as some sorghum forages. The thought was that the sugarcane aphid was not overwintering much farther north than Victoria County. This year it appears they're overwintering much farther north than what they did last year. So certainly the early season infestations and the potential for infestations later in the season may be much greater than they were last year.
But you actually had a colder winter than usual, am I right?
It was a very cool late winter. Basically, what appears that happened is that even though we had these cold fronts pushing in late in the season, they really weren't cold enough to kill the top growth, completely kill the top growth of the Johnson grass. And so the aphid was able to survive even during those cold periods a little bit farther north than what we really expected to find them. So this past week, it was on Thursday, I was in Gonzales, and I was with the county agent in Gonzales. And we went out and we looked for a sugarcane aphid, and our first stop, we were able to find the aphid on some Johnson grass that was regrowing. So it was a surprise to me. I really didn't expect to see sugarcane aphid that far north.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.